Good morning. It is 7:22. This is the Westside Morning Report. I'm Dave Bourne. Thanks for joining us today. We have more news, traffic, and weather headed your way at the bottom of the hour. But right now, it's time to talk a little financial news with Bill Roller from BR Capital. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David. The sun is shining somewhere, just probably not here in Vancouver or Hillsboro.
Well, you know, it was shining a few minutes ago, and now the clouds kind of roll back in, but they should go away.
Well, clouds are rolling in a little bit on the market right now. We've got the Dow off 72 points, we're kind of getting into the spring doldrums here. It's going to be kind of a quiet trading week, of course, with Good Friday and Easter coming.
Even with the new appointment for the Supreme Court?
That's already been put in by the market, and you know that's old news now. On to the next big thing.
Well, before that though, before they confirmed him, was there some kind of hesitation in the market?
No, there was no doubt that Gorsuch was going to be confirmed. Most of the risk in the market certainly has been more geopolitical recently with the bombing of Syria and saber rattling over North Korea, but we've seen the dollar strengthening and the stock market's been actually hanging in there.
Well, that's good. A strengthening dollar is always a good sign, right?
That's right. And, I think in some ways President Trump's bombing of Syria helped his political standing quite a bit and certainly underscored the difference between him and President Obama.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so now the pipeline is about ready to open. Shouldn't that lower our gas prices?
You're talking about the one up there in North Dakota that finally got going?
Yeah.
Well, that's moving the stuff out of the Alberta oil sands down to refineries in Houston in the Gulf Coast. So it's not really necessarily going to help our prices here in the Northwest, but it's really going to make things easier, you know, overall across the nation.
Well, that should lower the prices everywhere in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, it surely makes it, proves to the market that things are going to get done and they're going to get moved around, you know, and that that one pipeline or two pipelines, you know, which were only about 2,000 miles, have now been added to the existing 50,000 miles of pipeline in the U.S.
Yeah. Well, now, do you know that if they've even started building another refinery?
I don't know. They've been extremely hard to get the permitting for them. So that's an interesting question. I'd have to look into it on whether, you know, we're increasing our refining capacity or whether it was just had been mothballed before.
Well, I know that we've had a couple of fires at a couple of the refineries, and all they did was repair them. So they haven't really built any refineries to upgrade or to increase capacity of making gasoline or whatever to over 20 years.
Yeah, it's been really a problem, and it's certainly been a problem where you've got the boutique formulation, certainly California like that. I mean, they have not permitted a new refinery in almost 40 years, and it's just been terrible. And then they have the California blends, which one reason gas prices are so high south of us.
Well, yeah, because they have to make certain blends. They have to make us, and they have to do it several times a year. And it's ridiculous how the restrictions that they put on the gasoline down, especially in California.
The mandate to add ethanol, which made the corn farmers happy, but has not been that great for motorists.
It's not good for your car either, by the way.
No, it certainly operates at a much higher temperature and puts a lot more moisture into the fuel. So hopefully that's one thing that President Trump could get rid of and make a lot of people happy.
Yeah, especially my car would run a little bit better as well. I mean, it kind of hesitates every once in a while because of that, because it's not supposed to have water in the gas.
Oh, right. Well, that's something to hope for.
Yeah, exactly. All right, money-wise, investments, big things that are moving around in the market, what are you seeing?
Well, there's always a question of short-term and long-term. Short-term, you know, I think we're coming into the spring doldrums. Things are going to be hopefully quiet. Don't forget, we're 7 years into a five-year business cycle. Some of the early things are saying, you know, we might be starting to see some recession. There's some pessimism popping up in the survey from the National Federation of Independent Business. They were very euphoric after the election in November, and now things have started to moderate. The Federal Reserve says they're not going to be priming the pump so much anymore, less stimulative. You know, they want to keep the gains and the economy growing, but it's not going to be, gunning it like they have been. I think if there is a recession, President Trump would be wise to take it early in his term and rather than at the end.
Yep. So, he's Bill Roller. I'm sorry, Bill, we're out of time.
Okay.
He's Bill Roller of BR Capital.